Welcome to the Post-Narc Life Podcast. It's time to leave behind the narcissist narrative and build an amazing life that you love. You got through, but you're not done. We're going to build your next level of wealth, create healthy relationships, find deep self-connection to expand your unique impact on this world, and leave behind a legacy of love. I'm your host, Laura, by the way. I've been there. I get it. And I've got you. Let's go build your post-narc life. Hi, and welcome back to Surrender to Success. So excited to be sharing this class with you. How did you enjoy part one, where you were able to have a beautiful connection to your vision and a beautiful meditation to help call in some new thoughts and beliefs that is going to set you up for so much success? So today we're going to be discussing, this is going to be part two of the class, success is terrifying to a brain that has been surviving narcissism for a very long time. This episode, we're really going to dive into sort of the negative aspects that is happening in your brain. All this negativity that's happening in your brain is, number one, not a problem. Number two, it doesn't mean anything terrible about you. It just is there by virtue of the fact that you had to survive a narcissist. That's what we all have had to deal with. When you survive a narcissist, your brain actually changes. You develop new filters and new ways of thinking. You develop thoughts and thought habits that tend to sink down into your subconscious brain, driving a lot of your decisions and affecting how you see the world and who you spend your time with and what you tend to do with all of your life and all of your resources. So success is going to be, for my people, for people who are survivors of narcissists, it's actually not going to be that easy. And what I mean by that is, of course, you will be successful. That's not what I mean. What I mean by not easy is your brain is likely going to feel really uncomfortable with success. It's kind of a strange phenomenon because we have a lot of big desire for success in our lives. Of course we do. We want the things that we want, but we're forgetting that there's a part of our brain, because of how it had to survive, that feels so uncomfortable with real success. And this is why. When you were surviving your narcissist, the way that narcissists work is that in order to keep you in a place where you're easy to manipulate, they have to keep you trying. So they're going to move the goalposts. They're going to say, okay, it's your fault that I'm sad, mad, angry, etc. It's your fault. Therefore, you have to fix it. So you're going to have to try to fix it, and you're going to try, and you're going to fail at fixing it, because the reality is that the narcissist doesn't actually want you to succeed. The narcissist wants you to keep trying so that they can feel like they have control in their lives. They can feel that like they're getting all of their needs met. And so sometimes you will have probably succeeded in placating the narcissist, but generally speaking, that success doesn't last very long. It's not going to be something that sticks around. So many of my clients tell me all the time, they're just waiting for the other shoe to drop. They're waiting for something to happen that they can't control or predict, but they still have to keep trying to make the narcissist happy, because if they don't try at all, then there's no chance for that abuse to either be placated or to go away. And so both success and failure in the narcissist's trained brain are completely intolerable, right? If you fail, you get a ton of abuse. But if you succeed, you don't know how long that's going to last. And that's also uncomfortable for your brain. So your brain is in this really strange place of, no matter where I turn, it's going to be bad. And all I have to do, or all I can do, is just keep on trying and stay in a place of anxiety, stay in a place of fear. And that is, when that is happening to you for so long, it becomes a habit. It becomes something that, well, this is just how we function. And so I got to tell you, even in making this class, Surrender to Success, and getting it up on the podcast and getting all the material ready and all of the things, I had so much resistance in my body and fear and drama that came up for me. It's so wild. Even in my own brain, success can be really terrifying. And it's just fascinating how that plays out. But you know what? It's not a problem. Once you recognize what's happening, once you recognize the pattern and you use the tools to deal with your brain that is just terrified at the thought of putting themselves out there, at making and taking a risk, at making something new, at going for your dreams, exposing yourself to potential failure. Of course, that's terrifying, but also exposing yourself to potential success. Because what if you have success and then it all gets taken away? That's another huge thing that comes up from my clients, is that success is temporary because narcissists will target the thing that you're happy about. They will target the thing that you are able to achieve and they will take it away from you. If they see that you are happy about something, that something fulfills you, that something takes up your time and attention in a way that brings you joy, that is not tolerable to the narcissist. They are going to try to take that away from you because it takes attention away from them. It takes their ability to get their emotional needs met away from them because you're focused on this other thing that's making you happy. They need you to be in a miserable state. They want you to be miserable because being in a place of misery is uncomfortable for our brains. We are wired to be getting rid of pain as fast as possible. So when we try to get rid of our pain, that motivates us to do things that get rid of our pain as fast as possible. So if the narcissist can keep you in a place of pain, then you're constantly motivated to try to fix it. And in the narcissist dynamic, the underlying belief there is that the easiest way to fix the discomfort is by changing someone else. It's by making someone else happy or sad or whatever. Changing their emotional state somehow magically changes your emotional state. And getting out of that dynamic, like we've talked about before, is about deciding, I don't cause other people's emotions and they don't cause mine. But when you don't know that, when you've been raised in a different way, that's not going to occur to you. You're not going to realize that that's what's happening. So being in a place of misery is where your brain feels the safest. It's where your brain is the most familiar. And that can be so frustrating when you try and go and reach your goals. Because when you want to go create something new that doesn't exist yet, that has value, when you want to go believe in something that you are trying to build, feeling terrible is not going to help you build it. It's, or at least in your brain, feeling terrible makes you think that you're not going to build it, right? Your brain associates feeling terrible with failure and feeling like this isn't what you signed up for and all of the things. And we want to achieve our goals because we want to know what it feels like and we want to experience what it's going to feel like when we achieve those goals. So we are essentially chasing a good emotion. But the way that goals work, the way that success works is you have to feel that emotion ahead of time. You have to decide, okay, it's done. I've achieved the goal. I am feeling right now as if I have achieved the goal. What does that feel like? I feel accomplished. I feel safe. I feel abundant. I feel provided for. I feel powerful. I feel good about myself. I feel like I am contributing amazing things into this world. You want to feel that way ahead of time. And your brain isn't trained to do that. And so that's going to be really uncomfortable. It's going to take a lot of practice, but that's why we're here. That's why we do this work. That's why you're here. And that's why I help my clients do what they do. That's why I hire my own coach to help me stay in the place of belief and it's done energy and a place where I can feel safe now before the result shows up. That's how we do it. Okay. When you go to create your goal, you're going to have to grapple with, or you may have to grapple with your inner child, your wounded inner child coming to the surface. Going to create a goal is very vulnerable. And when you approach vulnerability, that triggers those wounded inner child parts of your brain who thinks that success is going to be a problem. And remember, your inner child is not a problem to be solved. She is a person to be loved. Or he. The inner child in you that is wounded, that is throwing a tantrum, that is making a big fuss, she's not a problem to be solved. She is a beautiful person, creature, being to be loved. How can we love on that child? You want to give her the chance to say exactly what's going on. You want to give her space. Maybe take out a notebook and write it down. Ask her, what is she in pain about? And write it all out. Get it out on paper. Or maybe you process verbally. This is what I work with my clients all the time, especially in the Voxer part of our coaching container. You go on Voxer and you just process. You just get it out verbally if that's what works best for you. That's certainly a great way for me to process. I love to process verbally. I also do well writing, but I think verbal is probably my favorite. And I just process and I love it. And I love when my clients come in Voxer and they process what's going on, all of their wounds, all of their hurts, their fears, all of the things that are coming up for them. You want to get it out. You don't want to shove it down. You don't want to ignore it or dismiss it, because that disrupts the narcissist dynamic. When you were being raised by the narcissist, I assume you have a narc parent, or when you were in a situation with a narcissist for a really long time, your feelings were dismissed. Your feelings were shoved down and shoved out of the way. And because it was very inconvenient for the narcissist for you to have emotions, right? We want to be done with that dynamic. So allow all of it to come forward. It's not a problem that you have negative thoughts and emotions, okay? Now, we're not going to let those negative thoughts and emotions drive the bus. We're not going to let them make all the big decisions for us, but we are going to let them be there with us as long as they need to be, because we are done dismissing our feelings. We are done shoving them down and playing into that narcissist dynamic, okay? Fear that is going to come up is going to look like fear of disapproval, fear of judgment. You're going to potentially even fear, if your narcissist that is in your life is still in your life, still an active part of your life, you might be afraid that they will see your success and they are going to feel terrible things about themselves. I have several clients where that's the case, where they're just like, look, if I'm successful, the person that I love, who happens to be a narc, is going to feel terrible about themselves, and they're going to be so sad, and it's going to be my fault, and I'm hurting them by being successful. It's so important to see this thought. I'm hurting the person I care about by being successful, because this shows us how you were conditioned, that your success is directly tied to someone else's pain. Think about that. If your success is directly tied to someone else's pain, would you be interested in being successful? No, you probably wouldn't, because as a caring, empathic type person, you're not going to want to be selfish, quote unquote. You're not going to want to only think about yourself and your success if you know that it's hurting other people. And especially when you've been in the narc dynamic for so long, you're willing to set aside your success to keep that person happy. And listen, it works. It works every time to make them happy to not succeed, or at least it keeps them happy for a little while. Another thought that's going to come up is, what if I can't keep it all? What if I succeed and then I mess it all up and I lose it, right? This goes back to that thought we had earlier that talked about anything that you achieve is going to be taken away. All right, so go ahead and get a sheet of paper, get your notebook out, and let's really look at what is the fear that's coming up for you when you think about being successful. What might feel like it's coming up as resistance, or something that might trigger that inner child that is afraid? What would she be afraid of? I want you to write that down. You want to get it all out, whatever fear you might have. It's really important to get all these out so that you know what's happening deep inside. And you may want to ask yourself multiple times and notice when your brain wants to shut down. Notice when your brain is like, I'm distracted, I'm getting brain fog, I'm feeling sleepy, I'm yawning. That is a signal that your brain is protecting you from something that it doesn't want you to look at, because it's protecting you from the feelings that might be associated with it. And so I want you to be brave, and I want you to ask yourself again, what is it that I'm truly afraid of if I am to succeed in this thing that I'm going after? And allow whatever it is to come up, and show yourself that you are willing to feel whatever comes up. It is safe now, because you're a big girl. You're not a child anymore. You're an adult. It is safe now to look at what it is I'm afraid of and then try again. This is what I do with all of my clients who we dig into their brains like this, and we come up against these walls of resistance, really walls of protection, actually, is what they're at. Because really, your brain is not a problem. Your brain is a beautiful, beautiful organ that amazingly protects you from trauma so that you don't have to constantly deal with trauma in your conscious life. It sinks it deep, deep down into your subconscious so that you never have to worry about it. But the only problem there is that it's causing you to make decisions you don't actually want to make that are not in alignment with the life that you're building. And so you just have to reprogram it. You just have to gently recalibrate what's happening in your brain to train your brain for accepting and feeling safe in success. So I want you to have all of those written out. Now we're going to deal with how to make peace with the success that is coming, how to make peace with all of the thoughts that have come up. So we really want to validate that little inner child inside of us that's afraid. Like, it's okay that she's sad. It's okay that she is hurt. It's okay that she's angry. It's okay that she's resistant. It's okay that she is feeling so dismissed and unloved and empty all of the time. It's okay that she feels that way. And you really want to accept that emotion in your body. When you feel negative emotion, one of the most powerful things I've heard of, and I don't remember who said this, I didn't come up with this, but one of the most powerful ways to deal with a negative emotion is to tell yourself, hey, you belong here. Hey, emotion, you belong here. When I process through my grief about my mom passing away, I do this semi-regularly, actually. Every few months, I just got to process a bunch of grief about it, and it's fine. But I don't dismiss that grief. I say, hey, you belong here. Show me what it is that's going on. And here's the kicker. If you may have to do this multiple times. You may be doing this multiple times forever. You might have this. It's not like we're going to clean all this up and you never deal with negative emotion as you go to create your goals ever again. That's just not true. You're a human being. You're going to have negative emotions come up semi-regularly, probably for the rest of your life. And so what if you accepted that as part of your human existence, as part of your human journey, and you decided, okay, I'm all in on this. And here are the tools I'm going to use to help me successfully, peacefully, gently process through whatever emotions are coming up for me as I go to take the action I need to take to create the life I want to live. All right, so you want to allow that inner child to come forward with whatever she has. Tell her that she is safe, that she is allowed to be here, that she won't be dismissed. Okay, and then what you want to do is you want to show your inner child that she is loved unconditionally. You must love yourself unconditionally if you're going to succeed, especially if you have dealt with narcissists in your past, because one of the major hallmarks of narcissism is a lack of unconditional love. It's a conditional type of I earn love instead of I am constantly worthy and deserving of love regardless of what I say or do or think or how I look, right? The narcissist needs you to be dependent on their conditional form of love in order for you to keep staying in the dynamic, in order for you to be motivated to keep doing the things that make them happy, right? Because then you get love. And of course, love is something that your inner child desperately needs in order to feel safe. So you're going to inject yourself. maybe inject is not the right word, but you're going to give yourself all the unconditional love that you need and recognize. Remember in the last episode, we talked about understanding that all the love in the universe already belongs to you. It already belongs to you. It always has. Ever since you came into existence, the love of the universe belonged to you, all of it. There's nothing that you can say or do that makes the love of the universe decrease or increase. You can't make the love of the universe increase. You can't make it decrease. All of it that is all there, all of it belongs to you. And it always has, regardless of the person in your life that made you believe any differently. And so really just accepting sort of that higher vision of, oh, I see the narcissist in my life is like this lower level. I didn't understand the big picture. Now that I understand the big picture, now I understand that all the love in the universe belongs to me and always has. And so my only job in this world right now is to receive it, is to allow it, to teach myself that I am safe to feel loved. I am safe to feel loved by the entire volume of the universe. That all of that love belongs to me and always has. It is safe now to accept that in my life. So that's what you do. So you teach yourself that you're safe to receive all of that unconditional love. Next, you're going to teach yourself that it is now safe to be successful. It is safe to be successful. This is a really tricky one because when you go to create something that doesn't exist yet and something that you are using to create success in your life, you are exposing yourself to things that kind of are unsafe, right? Exposure to failure, exposure to other people who will have opinions about you that aren't always positive. Maybe trolls on the internet or people who leave negative reviews or other things that are going to feel really unsafe. So it's really important to teach your brain as you're teaching yourself that it's safe to succeed and it's safe to be vulnerable, put yourself out there, expose yourself to potential rejection or failure. Instead of teaching yourself that you're safe because none of that's going to happen, you decide, I am safe regardless of what happens. I am safe even if people reject me. I am safe even if people say no. I am safe even if people leave negative reviews or troll my Instagram account or whatever that looks like. I have some clients who are dealing with lawsuits. I have some clients who have really negative reviews or may have to deal with people stealing their copyrights, right? There's a lot going on in the world. And sometimes when you go to get out of the cave, right, you're going to be exposing yourself to the potential dangers of the world. But it's really important that you teach yourself, listen, we're going to be exposed to a lot in the future. And all of that is part of succeeding. It's part of success to be dealing with failure, dealing with people who disagree with you, dealing with people who are going to feel something really negative as you succeed. So if you've got a person in your life who you love and you know that your success is going to trigger them and they're going to feel terrible emotions about themselves and they're going to try to put that on you, right? They're going to guilt and shame you for that. You want to teach that inner child who is scared and who wants everyone to be happy all the time that she is safe and that those emotions do not belong to her. It's not up to you to manage someone else's emotions. It's not up to you to keep yourself small so that someone else feels big. It's up to them to manage their emotions. They get to live in this world just like you do, and it's their job to take responsibility for their own thoughts and emotions. Now, whether or not they choose to do that is unfortunately not up to you, but you must let it go. And one of the other things I tell my clients all the time, especially the ones who are spiritually minded, what I want you to do is I want you to give that big emotion of theirs, because it's being placed on you, right? They're trying to give you their big emotion. I want you to take that emotion and I want you to give it back to God. Give that emotion back to God. It belongs to them. It belongs to the person who has the emotion, and it belongs to God, to Heavenly Father. They can take care of it. It's not up to you to take care of. You can have empathy for a person who is suffering. Of course you can. You're allowed to feel and co-feel with someone. You can have compassion for someone who is suffering. Of course you can. But that's where it stops. That's where it ends. You don't need to make yourself small to relieve them of their suffering. That's not something that works. It's not something that is necessary, right? You're literally hurting yourself in order to make someone happy. That's not your job, to hurt yourself to make someone happy. And if that is something that they are requiring of you, then you're dealing with someone who is emotionally ill, or emotionally stunted, or emotionally childlike, or narcissistic, whatever you want to call it. You're not dealing with someone who's in their right mind, who is operating in their best ways, right? So allow them to keep their emotion and give it back to God, give it back to the universe, because God can handle it. God can handle any negative emotion. But your inner child needs to heal. And so she needs to let that go. Give it to someone who can take care of it. Okay. The last thing that we're going to talk about to help you feel safe and teach your brain that it's finally safe to be successful is to manage these thoughts as they come up. Just like I mentioned before, you want to give them space. You want to not dismiss them. You want to give them the airtime. You don't want to let them drive the bus. You want to help yourself feel safe. And we're going to talk about this more in more detail in episodes to come. But you want to be able to be aware of your thoughts and then clean them up as they come along. So give them space, teach yourself that it's safe, and then have some thought boundaries with yourself as after you start to feel safe, after you start to release that emotional charge that comes with the emotions and that comes with the inner child wounds that have been triggered. If the thought comes up again, or if you no longer want to think that thought, like you've been able to process through it, you want to make sure that you give that thought a place to go. I love this thought, this way of dealing with it. It's like you have a child and you just put that child back to bed. Like that child's supposed to go to sleep and it's bedtime and that child keeps coming out of bed and asking for water, saying that they're scared, saying that they're having a nightmare, telling you all the things that they want to talk about that happened in their day. And you give them a little of that time and then you say, okay, it's time to go back to bed, right? So thoughts like I'm a bad person, or I'm not a good enough daughter because I am not keeping myself small enough, you know, things like that. You want to say, yep, I hear you. I see you. And I love you so much. Thank you for being here. Thank you for trying to protect me, but we're going to be done now. I'm going to go back to bed. It's a great way to kind of streamline the process of managing your thoughts. You're not destroying them. You're not slashing them. You're not killing them. You're just gently putting them back to bed and giving them lots and lots of love. And eventually, sometimes those thoughts will no longer occur to you, but more likely new ones will probably pop up and eventually you'll just deal with it. Probably the entire road to your success, right? It's all part of it, but it won't be as strong and it won't be as emotionally devastating to experience them. Okay. That was part two of Surrender to Success. I hope you enjoyed it and I can't wait to have you join me for part three. See you soon. You're listening to Surrender to Success, a class designed for the ambitious who happen to be dealing with narcissists. If you like what you're hearing, I invite you to come to work with me for the next full year. Private coaching is for those who want my brain, my support, and my undying belief in you and what you can accomplish on your goals. That's right. For an entire year, we will do as many calls as you need, plus Voxer coaching in between calls. This is the magic. I believe in your goal so much that I am here to help you finally make it a reality, no matter who is in your life. If this is calling to your soul, I have great news. I'm doing a special for the rest of 2023. Normally, the price to work with me is $30,000 for 1 year, but until December 31st, 2023, I am offering private coaching for 1 year for only $15,000. These spots will sell out fast, so get on this deal right now. To sign up for private coaching, fill out the application in the show notes. Once I get your application, I will contact you to set up a time to do our complimentary consultation, where we will spiritually create your goals and make some powerful decisions. Enjoy the rest of the class, and I will see you on our call. Bye.